You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Cardinal Pietro Parolin has urged US bishops to continue their prophetic witness in the face of the challenges facing the nation. The Vatican Secretary of State's words came as he travelled to the United States to join celebrations for the 100th anniversary of their Episcopal Conference and for the opening of their plenary assembly. To the bishops gathered for Mass on Sunday at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Baltimore, Cardinal Pietro Parolin reflected on the liturgical reading of the day and said, "May the fire of God's love inspire you as a body to make wise decisions free from all partisan spirit." This year's plenary marks the centenary of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops that was founded in 1917 as the National Catholic War Council. The conference, Parolin noted, originated in a spirit-filled and wise response to the human suffering and displacement of the First World War. It is rooted, he said, in the care of American bishops for those who were forced from their homes and came to the New World in search of security and a new life. Recalling this history, the Vatican Secretary of State said that, also today, the Church in the U.S. seeks to provide healing, comfort, and hope to new waves of migrants and refugees. He urged the bishops to provide a prophetic witness, and he praised the charitable institutions of the American Church, including a series of meetings which aim to improve Hispanic ministry in the U.S. It is a way, he said, to foster that heightened sense of missionary discipleship which Pope Francis considers the heart of the new evangelization. Parolin also mentioned the current challenges facing the U.S. Church, saying that the Catholic community is now called to work for a more just and inclusive society. By dispelling, he continued, the shadows of polarization, divisiveness, and societal breakdown by the pure light of the gospel. He praised the bishops for defending the right to life of the unborn and for their concern for ensuring access to health care, as well as for their contribution to what he called the discussion of important social issues and political debates, in particular concerning issues that involve the defense of moral values and the rights of the poor, the elderly, the vulnerable, and those who have no voice. The U.S. Bishops' Assembly meetings are scheduled to continue through Wednesday. I'm Linda Bordoni.